But not to say that there was no laughter at all. But what Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was teaching the ummah there, to have this type of gatherings and sit together and just make it like a big merry-making thing and laughing and cutting jokes and all that, that is incorrect. That is wrong. Now we look at the occasions. When did Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam laugh? When, on what occasions did Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam laugh? Now as I said, we will discuss tomorrow the jokes of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and also the manner in which Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam laughed. So when we talk about laughter here, don't just come to a conclusion that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was laughing like how we laugh. We will discuss the manner of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's laughter tomorrow. So today we're going to discuss the occasions. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the house, he always entered the house with a smile. Always had a smile on his face whenever he entered the house. No matter what had taken place outside, whatever the problems may be, whatever the difficulties he may be facing, whatever the wars that need to be fought, etc., etc. But when he would enter the house, he would enter always smiling. The Ummahatul Mu'mineen, they say, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam never entered the house glum and gloomy. He always entered the house with a smile. And with that smile, he lit the whole house up. Everybody became cheerful. Everybody was happy. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was sitting with the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, when he would sit with them, spend time with them, he would always smile and make them smile. He was always in a jovial mood, in a happy mood, in a cheerful mood. Also Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was sitting with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when it's now not a majlis, not a program, he's just sitting with them, then at that time, if they found something to be funny and they laughed, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also join them in that. He would also smile with them. He wouldn't sit straight faced and very, very stern and strict. Obviously, as long as nothing is going now khilaf-e-shara, if something is going khilaf-e-shara, then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately would put a stop to it. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he met people, he always met them with a smile on his face. Always a smile on Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face. Never that stern type of a look. Always smiling. Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, he says, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam never met me without smiling with me. Whenever Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam met me, he always was smiling. All the time he was smiling. Then we find there is a narration that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once he got onto his conveyance and he read the du'as of Safar. And you know, in the du'as of Safar you get the words La yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant faghfir li maghfiratan min indik warhamni innaka antal ghafurur rahim. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam read that istighfar and then he began smiling. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're smiling. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Pak gets so happy when his banda says that, oh Allah, there is nobody that can forgive gunas besides you, so forgive me. So Allah Pak says that my banda knows that there is nobody else who can forgive sins besides me, and my banda is still saying that also. So Allah gets happy with that. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam also smiled. That my Allah is happy, why must I not be happy? So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. And this is why our ulama, they teach us that when we read the traveling du'as, in the end we must make the du'a istighfar, and then we must smile to one another. Smile to the companions that you are traveling with, and if you are traveling alone, then look up at the sky and smile. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would smile while giving, you know, while delivering waaz That sometime while delivering a khutbah, the khutbah is a bit long, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention something light-hearted, he would smile, he would, you know, freshen everybody up. Like once Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was explaining to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum of the last person to enter Jannat. And some years back we did that riwayat here in Ramadan Sharif from Riyadus Saleen. We did those last riwayat, those of you that can remember. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was explaining to them that the last person to enter Jannat, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him out. So he will plead that, Ya Allah, just take me out. Just let me reach the boundary of Jannat. So Allah Pak will allow him to go there. So now when he comes there to the boundary of Jannat, now he'll say, Ya Allah, let me just go inside. So Allah Pak will say, you sure you won't ask for anything after this? So he'll say, no, I won't ask for anything. There's a lengthy riwayat that few times Allah Pak will say, you sure you won't ask for anything more than this? But when he is granted that, now he will ask for something else. So then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him that go into Jannat and find one place for yourself. I'm just giving you the gist of the riwayat, not the exact words. So he goes into Jannat and he comes back. He says, Ya Allah, it's crowded. All the spots are taken. No place for me. So then Allah Pak tells him that we have prepared your Jannat for you. And your Jannat is, Allah Pak asks him, will it please you if you have a Jannat the size of this whole world, the size of the whole world and whatever it contains, skies to the earth, east to west, the whole thing. So he will obviously reply in the affirmative. So Allah Pak tell him, your Jannat is 10 times that size. So he will tell Allah Pak, Ya Allah, you're joking with me. You're making fun of me. And you are the Rabb of the worlds, and you're making fun of me. He won't believe it. He won't be able to believe it that he is going to get a Jannat 10 times the size of the world. And when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, so Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he began smiling broadly at this person. I imagine he would tell Allah Pak that, Ya Allah, you're making fun of me, and you are the Lord of the worlds. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times while delivering waaz and nasihat, then at times also he would smile. So these were the occasions when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile. So we too, we should adopt this. And I think that the one that we really need to make amal upon, where we falter, is when we enter our businesses and we enter our homes. We have got this weakness that we enter the house with the whole world's worries, and even if we had a good day, but we need to show the missus that we are very hard working. So even if we had a good day too, but we have to enter with a heavy frown and everything, now very, very upset we are. So even if she got some request also, she mustn't think of making it because he had a very bad day. So that is a bad habit. When we enter the house, we must be smiling. And for our mothers and sisters that are listening, so when the husband enters the house, then they too should be smiling. If the pipe burst, if the child made ulti, if somebody is sick, if the maid was troubling, so that all wait for later. First smile with the husband. The husband enters with a smile, the wife is smiling, now there's a happy environment at home. Later on, you can address the issues, can address the problems. And the other thing is when we enter our workplace, so there too we must be smiling. We must smile. At times you need to reprimand or something, then you have to adopt a stern face. But then when we just enter the workplace, smile with the staff, greet the staff, they too feel happy. In fact, you will get more mileage out of them that way. Imagine every morning looking at one sour lemon. He doesn't watch this for his mood now. Today just stay far from him. But if the boss enters the shop and he's smiling, now the staff also, they feel happy. Hey, our Lani is happy today. Say, Lani is happy today. So now they too, they will want to, work nicely. They don't want to upset him. He's smiling. Don't spoil his mood. He enters like a sour lemon. His mood is already spoiled. So never mind. We didn't do anything and his mood is spoiled. So So we rather do something and we know why his mood is spoiled. So the smiling, we must, you know, make this our habit, that when we enter home, we're meeting somebody for the first time, smile at the person. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.